Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
New speaker elected the other day. The big news is broke. Mike Johnson. The idea, folks, that a radical racist Democrat like Hakeem Jeffries could have been elected Speaker of the House with a Republican majority should wake everybody up. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We narrowly escaped leftism in a time when leftism should be in the catacombs, dead, even if it's not buried. It should be dead. We should be stepping on the bones of leftism at this point. We have a Democrat president who epitomizes incompetence domestically and internationally. We have a group of leftists in Congress who so do not represent the soul of America, it is patently ridiculous that we're even discussing their ideas, and yet here they are. But now we got us a new speaker, another prominent position that came out of Louisiana. Way to go, Louisiana. Way to go to elect Jeff Landry as your new governor in a landslide, what amounts to a landslide. And then out of obscurity comes Mike Johnson. Successful 56th Speaker of the House. The finale comes on the heels of multiple rounds of unsuccessful ballots. And, of course, people withdrawing their nominations, and we'll get into that just a little bit. But in the end, Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana is going to lead the chamber. We'll talk about the vote in just a bit, because I don't know that it makes that big of a difference, but the numbers matter. What I want to talk about, though, is Mike Johnson's significance. What does it really mean that he got elected as speaker? Number one, he's a Trumpster. And Donald Trump helped in his ascension to the speakership after Representative Tom Emmer, a rhino, dropped out of the race. Why? Why did Emmer leave? Trump destroyed him. And although Trump said, he put this out on his site, Truth Social, he said, I'm going to stay out of the race. I'm not going to endorse anyone. He effectively helped Mike Johnson get selected because he nudged Republicans. He said a strong suggestion, get it done and get it done fast, meaning that's my guy, wink, wink. That's what happened. I talked the other day about the power of Donald Trump. Jeff Landry, I just mentioned him, the new governor of Louisiana, ran with Trump, ran on Trump principles. Now, people hear Trump and it drives them crazy. It's a dog whistle for the left. It's a trigger. It's a trigger. That's what it really is. But let me tell you what that means. It means somebody who's willing to stand up on principle. You don't have to like the person delivering it. There are many people you don't like who've given you some advice and you're like, why should I have to listen to you? Because it's right. That's why. Anyway, Trump got Landry elected in a landslide, no runoff election. And I mentioned this before, Milei in Venezuela, pro-Trump guy. He's not the only one. There are quite a few of them all around the world who are running on the idea of austerity, meaning we're not going to spend money. We're not going to keep feeding government. We're going to get out of wars. We're going to pay attention to our people. We're going to make our country great first. We're going to focus on the good stuff. And we can be competitive with the world in a good way. You've heard the term, I'm sure, Americans, friendly competition. We do it all the time. The Ryder Cup, the Olympics, USA versus the world in what? Volleyball, you name it. It's friendly competition. And you know what's interesting to me is it's generally USA versus the world. USA versus, you name it, basketball. The Olympics isn't USA versus the world, but you get what I'm saying. The reason is because we are so diverse and we are so good at what we do. And with a small amount of people, we make a lot of things happen. We drag talent out of people in ways that they can't figure out. You could bring you put all the UK together, bring in Europe, when the Ryder Cup, they bring all these people from Europe, all these different countries, Spain and, you know, you name it, Scotland, and they represent all these countries, and you know what the USA does? We beat them. We're competitive with one little country. We compete with everybody. And that's the way we do it geopolitically as well. We compete because there's something about America that says excellence. And you know what the real secret sauce is? We're already made up of all of them. Anyway, let me get back to this. So Mike Johnson, they do a vote. He gets elected. And here's what MSNBC said about him. Johnson, a fervent Trump defender, was dubbed the most important architect of the Electoral College objections by the New York Times, presenting a fallback option to Republicans who wanted to vote against certifying the results of the 2020 election, but were weary of Trump's unfounded claims of election fraud. Unfounded. They're still using that term. By suggesting some states loosen their voting rules unconstitutionally during the pandemic, an argument largely rejected by the courts. It's funny. We're going to look back in history at all this stuff the same way we look back at COVID, same way we look back at just the border issue, you name it. We're going to look back at this and go, wow, I don't have to look back. Most of you don't either. You don't need to look back. You don't need history as a reminder because you lived through it. And you know exactly what happened during that time. But even MSNBC, all these people cannot say, you know what, we're wrong. And this in the face of looking at every single thing that this clown that is in the White House has done. We're going to get to him, too, with these 40 people, 40 FBI agents who were raising the red flags about the Bidens. And you know what the DOJ did under Comey and under Ray? Absolutely nothing. Anyway, they go on. Let's get back to the vote. So during the, I guess, I don't know how it all works, but he got 128 votes and he won the nomination. And then when they put it to the vote of, well, they said all but three members present voted for Johnson during that time. And then 22 Republicans were absent from a roll call vote and they wondered if he was actually going to get the gavel. But in the final vote tally, he won with 220 votes. He needed 217. But here's what happened. Hakeem Jeffries got 209 votes. He was 8 votes from being Speaker during a Republican Congress. That's insane. When we come back, we'll finish talking about this. I don't think there's a lot more to say. Just how do we think he's going to do, maybe? Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retool things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, the Democrats don't have the Republicans to kick around anymore. Where's your speaker, man? There's a speaker now. Get them off the whipping post. They got to return to face the music, which is their policies, which people hate. Universally, I love what's going on in New York. New York, every single group up there, Republicans, Independents, and Democrats, say immigration is going to crush them. Just look at your news cycle. The things that border states have been talking about for years, for decades. And the other states get a few immigrants. So what are we going to do, man? We can't. Other states have been crushed under this system for some time. And they think they're like crushed at the beginning. Wait until this thing is pervasive. It's in your system. It's all in your welfare system. It's in your education system and all these other things. Wait till they get a taste of what Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and these other states have gone through. California too far gone. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Hey, I want to thank the folks that have started signing up to help us get our 500 people to give us $20 a month. doing two different areas, operations and the radio show, because we're going to fund these things to keep them going. I'm not going to rely on people to sponsors and all that. The market has changed dramatically. It's really tough. And it's going to continue to change. So appreciate you. And as I mentioned, there's some names that were already grandfathered in. And Ann, who was grandfathered in, still said, I'm going to support you on both of them. So she's bucked up again and has become one of my new friends. And we text every day. We don't talk that much, but we text. And there are others. And and if you'll understand that I want to be part of what you do. I don't consider myself a celebrity. I consider myself somebody that just is willing to have a public face and speak out. And it's funny because when you start having to make decisions about what you're going to do with your life, because I left management consulting, my wife and I were talking about it the other day. She says, you'd be a multimillionaire if you just kept your mouth shut and stayed in management consulting. I'd be a senior partner at Deloitte or PwC or something like that, making millions of dollars. And not doing anything, I'd be frustrated, but I'd be frustrated in my Ferrari, you know, or frustrated in my summer home or my winter home. But life chose a different path. And here's what's interesting. I can't go into that path. As good as I am at that, as good as I am, I'm telling you right now, headhunters will call me, Kevin, we got a position, it's $400,000 a year, blah, blah, blah. And well, even if I wanted it, I don't know that I could pass the gauntlet of, you know, the things that I've said, which, by the way, not even controversial to me, but you can't do it. It's just, that's the way it is. So you got to come to the realization of what you're going to do. And luckily for me, I've got options. You know, I've got my movie service and all these other things, but this is it. This is the career. And I don't begrudge it. There are times, I tell you, I'll be honest with you, I have conversations with God all the time going, why? Why did I do this? Why do you have me down this path? But I have to believe it's the right thing. Anyway, let's go back to the speaker. So Democrats don't have the speaker thing to kick around. Now they got to face the music. And you know what? Joe Biden, he's crazy enough to start more wars. He's currently overseeing two wars that he authorized. And it looks like we may soon be at war with Iran. Luckily, though, we have the new and improved LGBTQ+ military, right? Don't you feel confident about them? Before we get too much into that, I do want to play this clip because the Democrats are trying to figure out, what do we do about this new speaker? Yeah, he came out of nowhere. This is what I like about Mike Johnson. He's not I don't consider him a guy that was positioning to be speaker. See, Paul Ryan, McCarthy, those guys are like, I want to be the next speaker. You know, as soon as I get into Congress, this is what I want. I want to be. And I don't get the impression Mike Johnson was that way. I get the impression Mike Johnson was like, well, whatever comes, comes. And there are others out there. You can sense it. They just want to puddle, you know, they want to jump from lily pad to lily pad to get across the lake. I didn't get that impression from Johnson. Staunch Trump supporter, which means he supports America, and he got called in. Nobody was even hearing the guy's name, and then suddenly, boom, he's speaker. I love it, because he probably didn't want it. That's what you need, somebody that doesn't want it. That says, but when I'm called to serve, I will. And the Democrats are struggling with that. Anyway, here's a clip from, I believe, CNN.
No, I think he is a person who's hard to demonize. You know, it's very easy to demonize somebody like a Jim Jordan, who's a firebrand. He's out there. He's fighting. And then Donald Trump can demonize an Emmer because he didn't believe the election was rigged. But you have this kind of, I don't want to use the word milquetoast. That's not quite the right word. He's a serious person who is not prone to getting in big, huge fights with people. He is known as a listener, I was told. He is hugely conservative, but he doesn't wear it on his sleeve all the time. So he can get along with moderates and listen to them. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Ukraine aid, for example. But, you know, he's not the devil incarnate.
The left struggles with the idea that this guy, he's not mean enough. He's not, you know, we don't have enough dirt on him. Other than he's a conservative, that's his dirt. man, they well, you know, this is going to be tough because we need some dirt. Yeah, well, trust me, soon enough they'll make their own dirt. But let's pivot back to what the left has now got to do. They got to go back now and start talking about real issues. They got stuff to face. We're going to talk about Joe Biden here in a second. Now, I already talked the other day about Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is the heir apparent. Because Joe Biden, he's got a ticking time bomb that he's carrying around in his pocket. Because he's done. Democrats are going to deal with his pardon. That's what they're already trying to figure out. How do we get rid of him? And how do we do it in such a way that we deal with his pardon? And you guys have heard me talk about this. Kamala Harris will become president. She'll have one job. Pardon everybody who took part in the coup against Donald Trump. Which means she's got to pardon the Bidens, the DOJ, all these people in the food chain. And then she's got to pardon Biden for selling out America. So maybe that's two jobs. But that's what she has to do. And the world will then be back in order as it was when they put the new speaker in. Matt Gaetz, successful. He got rid of a rhino Republican who has been trying to be speaker since he entered Congress. A guy who has never really had the full interest of the Republican Party, the Republic I Can Party, and the grassroots MAGA Republicans, because he's wishy-washy. He's squishy, is how I like to define him. Good job, Republicans, for getting things back on track, finally getting a speaker, and forcing the Democrats to have to deal with the craziness of being leftist. Because every indicator out there proves that we are right, that America and the world want what we represent.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The FBI and other agencies last night responding to a home in Bodwin, Maine, looking for the mass shooting suspect, Robert Card. The Coast Guard now assisting in that manhunt. NBC News reports the Coast Guard has deployed sea and air assets. Residents in the area have been asked to continue to shelter in place as the manhunt continues. Families of hostages held by Hamas have gathered on Capitol Hill. Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland assured the families that Congress is dedicated to bringing the hostages back home. The Rangers and Diamondbacks set to go head-to-head for a World Series title starting tonight. The ceremonial first pitch will be thrown out by former President George W. Bush. Last time Arizona won, it was 2001. The Texas Rangers have never won a World Series title. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Politically, Joe Biden is dead man walking. The man who claims to have known nothing about his brother's nephew. That's Hunter for the brain dead leftists out there listening to the show. But he knew nothing about his brother's nephew's business. He knew more than he's apparently willing to tell. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What did Biden claim about China during the debate with Donald Trump? I love this clip.
Have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
I love that part of the quote. My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about? China. The only guy who made money from China is this guy. He's the one. That's classic. You don't need to be a body language expert to know that Biden knew he was lying. You don't have to study linguistics to know Biden knew he was lying. A person doesn't forget what he's arguing about when he's innocent. My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about? China. What are you talking about? If your son, here's what I would say. If I know my son hasn't made money in China, I say, let me tell you what. You find any connection of my son in his business dealings in China. Please do. I'd love for you to find any connection. And then what does he do? He does the quintessential thing that leftists do when they know they're guilty. He then points the finger at the other guy. Guilty dog barking. He deflects. The only guy who made money in China is this guy. He's the only one. And you remember, their big argument with Trump during that time was, Trump has a bank account in China. Trump has a bank account in any country where he's planning, where he's doing business or planning to do business. You want to know what that is? Business 101. Every major corporation in America that's doing business in China has a bank in China. That's how you do business. It's called international banking. But boy, they demonize. Hey, Donald Trump had a bank account in China. Okay, fine. He has a bank account in China. You looked at every aspect of that man's finances. You looked at his taxes. You looked at taxes going back years. He wasn't even responsible to show you taxes. They looked at every crevice of Donald Trump and continue to this day and can't find a thing. They literally put pressure on the man's personal attorney. I've talked about this. I talked about it the other day. If that guy can't get you put in prison, nobody can. And what is Joe Biden? Oh, he's the one. Yeah, he's the one that also threatened Ukraine, right, and got Viktor Shokin fired. Why? Because Donald Trump was trying to get his son out of a tight spot with Burisma in Ukraine. Oh, wait a minute. That was Joe Biden. He set up a bank account, really, in China. When he was doing what? Trying to do business in China? What? You know what Donald Trump didn't do? He didn't try to set up multiple LLCs, which is the banking, and I'm using my finger quotes, network that the Biden family did. So put another way, Trump's business practices were easy to follow. You don't need a forensic accountant to go look at the bank account, see that they did no transactions, because Trump ultimately canceled his deal in China. But the Biden's business practices were intentionally set up to confound regulators. They did it for that reason. 20 plus LLCs all contributing. Think about how the money flowed into this capital company, Rosemont this, this partner this, that, and the other. They were writing checks from all over the place. Who sets up business that way? Crooks. That's who. 155 suspicious activity reports. How many did Trump's bank account in China generate? Anybody want to go look that up? You want to Google it? Let me give you the answer. Zero. If Trump had any suspicious activity reports, do you think you'd know about it? But let's move on to the latest on Joe Biden's claim to have never done anything or known anything about his family's business dealings. Hunter Biden's former business associate, Rob Walker, who wired money from China to the Biden family members, played golf with Joe between 8 to 12 times. This is what he told the FBI in December of 2020. He talked about his role in Hunter Biden's business with the Chinese partners, described his golf outings with Joe Biden, and this is from redacted, the transcript of an FBI interview. He appeared to the White House more than a dozen times when Joe Biden was vice president. Based on what? Right-wing conspiracy? No. Visitor logs. His wife, Betsy, worked as Jill Biden's personal assistant during Biden's vice presidency. This is according to the New York Post. This isn't conjecture, folks. Chinese officials from the CEFC met with Joe Biden on at least one occasion after his vice presidency, when Hunter Biden was attempting to negotiate a business deal. And this is what Walker told the FBI. The CEFC meeting was previously revealed by Gary Shapley, the gay whistleblower, who's a Democrat, by the way, when he testified in May before the House Ways and Means Committee. Did the vice president ever show up at any CEFC meeting or anything like that, even once when he was out of office? Wilson asked. Yes, Walker answered. It was out of office. D.C. at the Four Seasons. He literally sat down. I think Hunter said, I may be trying to start a company or try to do something with these guys. And could you and think... He was like, if I'm around and he'd show up, Walker stated. I know that sounds convoluted, but what he's saying is, could you get Joe to come hang out with us? Wilson questioned Walker on whether Hunter Biden used his father's presence to improve chances at making a deal work out with CEFC. Walker replied, sure. Now, here's the deal. If he did this because they were enthralled with Joe Biden. They were like, oh, we get a chance to meet the vice president. That's really cool. It helps Hunter put a deal together because Hunter is so experienced in energy. And, you know, I don't know, maybe the Biden family likes working with Chinese spies. But if he's helping that and there's nothing more than that, then fine. But you know what they did? These guys tried to torpedo America's energy industry and bring the Chinese in. Joe Biden, he dismantled everything Trump did to give us energy independence. And then he brings in our morbid enemy to take over. CEFC, folks, was an energy conglomerate. Can you imagine if they'd gotten their teeth into the American energy infrastructure? Unbelievable. that this is going on and people are, they want this man in office. They said any time when he was in office, did you hear Hunter say he was setting up a meeting with his dad and with them while his dad was still in office, meaning CEFC? And Walker said yes. He said business dealings with Hunter included $3 million of payments he received from the Chinese firm State Energy HK, which is a cutout of CEFC, and this came from bank records that the House Oversight Committee got. He wired more than $1 million of the State Energy HK payments to Biden family members. This is according to bank records. And the committee has requested an interview with Walker to discuss his involvement with Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings because they know where there's smoke, there's fire. He answered questions posted by the FBI and all the understandings of this. Like I said, Hunter Biden admitted the guy he did business with was China's top spy. Anyway, the FBI doesn't want to comment on this. I wonder why. He goes on, Hunter and CEFC, like how? What was the breakdown of how this was going? He says, I think it was a little over $3 million. He said the money was wired to Robinson Walker, LLC, an entity he established as, quote, a layer for protection for receiving payments. I gave Hunter roughly nine-something, meaning $900,000. I kept nine-something. Then I gave James Biden probably over $1 million. 10% or 10 held by H for the big guy, Gilliard said in May of 2017, referring to Joe Biden. Email was first reported by the New York Post ahead of the 2020 election, and Joe Biden falsely stated that Hunter did not make any money from China during the debate, which is where we've come full circle, folks, on this particular segment of the show. But when we come back, I want to talk about these FBI agents that said there's red flags all over the Joe Biden and the Biden family stuff. Not one, folks, not two, 40. And I remind you of one of my favorite sayings. If one buzzard's circling, maybe something has died. But if there's 40 buzzards circling, something has definitely died.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a...
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I will repeat it. I've said it a lot. Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee going into 2024. He won't even be president. He'll be out. If he's smart, it'll be of his own choosing. He'll say, I'm stepping down, turning the reins over to Kamala Harris, and she'll hold it temporarily long enough to give complete immunity to everybody involved in the food chain. Gavin Newsom will step up as the new young heir apparent, and that is the way it's going to work.
And on the right, they wanted to do the same thing with DeSantis. They wanted Trump to be out with the old. They wanted in with the new. The problem is Republicans know they can't field anybody that's going to do better than Donald Trump. DeSantis is not doing well, and he won't. He's the what was the Wisconsin governor that everybody, ooh, he turned to Wisconsin, and he ran, and he was, this was in 20, what, maybe it was 2016, I'm not sure. No, it was before that, 2008, or maybe, no, 2012, either way. He was gone, Scott Walker, right? Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And since we don't have any sponsors, the sponsor of the show is me. I'm going to ask you guys, go check out our merch, shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Christmas is coming up. I promise you, we have stuff on there. You can really have some fun with the products yourself. It's certainly at Thanksgiving, if you want to drink coffee or wear a shirt that we've designed. But Christmas presents, offend your favorite leftists. A lot of good stuff out there. As I mentioned, Joe Biden's out. They're going to jettison him. And the drip campaign is soon going to look like Angel Falls. It will. It's going to just be a deluge. Not that long ago, we got information about the $200,000. What was it? Was it $200,000 or $260,000? I forget, but it was over $200,000 check that was sent from the Chinese to Joe Biden's house. It came from a Chinese spy. Hunter Biden in business with a Chinese spy who worked for the Chinese Communist Party. Can you imagine if that check arrived at a Republican's home, what the media would be saying? But here's what I'm telling you. I don't think these revelations are by accident. I think now Joe Biden's being targeted. And you know, I told you, he's going to be toast. Democrats got to position Gavin Newsom as their candidate of choice, and they don't have a lot of time. They got to dump Biden. But that's going to be the easiest part of the deal, is getting rid of Biden. The second part involves, what do you do with Kamala Harris when she gets that taste of power as president? Well, they got to read her in to all kinds of things that she's not aware of. You don't get read in as VP. Another story for another day. But for now, let's look at the latest discovery about the Biden crime family cabal. And this came from Just the News. The FBI received information about possible criminal activity involving the Biden family from more than 40 informants over an extended period of time. But most avenues of the investigation were thwarted. This is according to Chuck Grassley. He wrote this letter to the Attorney General earlier this week. The letter is based on years of investigation, including the provision of information, records, and allegations from multiple Justice Department whistleblowers. These are not Republican operatives. These are not conservative operatives. These are whistleblowers who have been working with these clandestine agencies, specifically the FBI, for quite some time. And they say there has been an effort among certain Justice Department and FBI officials to improperly delay and stop full and complete investigative activities into the Biden family, including, but not limited to, these things they call 1023s, referencing the Biden family by name. Really? Christopher Wray, where are you on this? This alleged political infection breaks faith with the American people, I'm reading this, and it will ruin our governmental institutions should it continue. As just one example, he added, I've been made aware that at one point in time, the FBI maintained over 40 confidential human sources that provided criminal information related to Joe Biden, James Biden, and Hunter Biden. What do you want me to say? Where are people on this? Where's the media on this? Where's Christopher? I want people in front of Congress answering questions. It isn't if it's true. We know it's true. I'll say this until ad nauseum. I don't care who's president. If this is happening, I want to get to the bottom of it. Where are you at, leftists? I don't believe they feel that way. I believe these leftists don't have a care in the world about getting to the truth. Why? Because they want to be right. See, I'm not so dogmatic that because I want to be right, I'm going to let people get away with a crime. That's what being a conservative is about. We say, it doesn't matter who does it. Good or bad. If something is good and Obama did it, there were three times I can kind of remember, I don't remember what, but there were three times in Obama's 8 years, eight painfully long years as president, that I said he did something good. Three times. I remembered. I don't remember what they were, but I said it each time. You know what? You can say what you want about the guy. This is good. This thing he did was good. Three times. I could say it hundreds of times about Trump. Hundreds. Joe Biden, I don't think, has done one single thing that I can compliment him on. Not one. In fact, most of the things that Joe Biden has done would make somebody believe that he hates America. Most of it. Or that he's brain dead and he's a moron, which that part is true. We already know that part's true. Grassley called it a political infection and said it breaks faith with the American people. 40 different confidential human sources about the Bidens to the FBI. I don't know how much of a smoking gun you need, Christopher Wray, to start investigating these guys. Who held it back? We got to have emails. There's got to be some record of this. Don't we pay for this as taxpayers? You can bet. You know, there are groups out there doing freedom of information to find this out. At 40 FBI informants, that's almost as many LLCs as the Biden family uses to cover its banking tracks. So the question that gets asked to me quite often, you guys send me notes or whatever, is how do you get the Bidens? We got them. It doesn't even matter how you get them. The real question is, what are the Republicans going to do to get them? Is the new speaker, is he going to act? I hope he does. But here's the other thing I think they should do. Do what the left does to get Trump. Go after everybody around Joe Biden. Do a Sidney Powell and a Jenna Ellis. Make them say, yeah, I'm really sorry, but yeah, I did cover for Joe Biden. I knew about the money and I knew about this. Go threaten them. Go do whatever they do to us. Threaten to ruin their families. Threaten to ruin their businesses, their fathers, their mothers, and all that. Oh, Kevin, you're being mean. That's not Christian-like. You call yourself a Christian, man. Well, what do you... No, I call myself a person who wants justice. If that's the way you're going to play the game, then play the game, Republicans. Conservatives. Is it a game to you? Because let me tell you what's happening. Somebody walked up to you as you're at the park, your kid's eating ice cream, they slap the ice cream out of their hand or shove it in their face and then beat your kid down to the ground. And you sit there, do you continue eating your ice cream? Or do you respond accordingly? They tried with me. Melissa and I, we were playing this couples game and one of the questions was, what would you name your company if you had a company name? And we called it FAFO, F-A-F-O. And if you don't know what that means, it means F around and find out. Okay? You get it? That's our attitude. F around and find out, leftists. And whatever you challenge us to do, F around and find out. So, Grassley has supposedly identified 25 Department of Justice and FBI personnel for interviews. Each of these people, he says, either had a direct or indirect role in the allegations. And he's requested that Attorney General Garland provide records on the Biden family. Lots of records. This is the beginning. And like I told you earlier, Joe Biden's toast. It's not going to be a drip campaign anymore. Somebody's going to turn on the faucet. It'll look like Niagara Falls, which, by the way, pales in comparison to Angel Falls, which is what I compared it to earlier. Joe Biden's about to get deluged. And you can bet there's closed-door meetings of him saying, look, get out, and you better do it fast. Got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.